Case number 11107, Robert Davis, west of Route 5, Oak Orchard Road, south of West James Court, being lot 76 within Captain's Grant Development. Tax map ID number 23429.00, parcel 634.00. Variance from the side yard setback requirement.
And Mr. Chairman, just as a follow-up, this is one of the ones from our last hearing where we had a 2-2 tie. And at that time, the board, while not motioned, there was appeared to be a consensus to table the matter until this hearing so that all five members of the board would have an opportunity to discuss and vote on this application. And I believe that you had advised me earlier that you had listened to the tape and reviewed the exhibits that were in the public record before this hearing.
Sure.
Is that correct?
Yep. Yes. Yes, it is, sir.
What was it? He had a tree in the way there or something.
Yeah, he didn't want to cut down trees.
Yeah, one half to. Yeah, and a big tree about three foot.
And then he said to me on the way out, right, that you try and back your pickup in there. Well, I could back my pickup in there.
We don't want to go there. You could. We don't want to go there.
But seriously, he just wants that garage, doesn't he, for, did he say, for firewood or something?
No.
Yes.
No, he wanted to be able, he wanted it back there so he could put easily transport firewood behind his house.
Behind his house. He wanted to load his pickup and then back it up in there with, to be able to load it there with.
Yeah.
So he could then come up just dropping driveway like most, or I didn't get a wheelbarrow, you could put it back there, but he didn't want to. He didn't want to take the tree down, but he wanted to be able to back it all the way up.
You're hard case.
Huh?
You're hard case.
I'm sorry. I have to do it. An old man like me can do it. You young folks can do it. Be nice.
You know, gentlemen, let me make a statement here. You gentlemen are not going to, you gentlemen are going to be a lot around here a lot longer than me, so I'm going to.
No, we don't even want to hear that, but anyway, I have no problem. No, but that's what that makes it, the crutch of it.
Somebody make a motion.
Somebody make a motion on that one.
See what I want to do.
Let me get my book ready. Okay. All right,
Jimmy. Who was in favor and against this thing? Yeah.
can't remember how you voted.
Okay. Here's what we had. Mr. Rickard made the motion to deny because he felt that the applicant was creating his own difficulty. Mr. Workman voted in favor of Mr. Rickard's application. Yep. Mr. Mills and Mr. Hudson voted against that motion.
Oh.
At least we're balanced here.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Guess who it's up to.
Well.
pardon me?
Old man can do it.
No, I got a case of amnesia right quick. That we need to get him up.
He likes that tree. That's all it does, right?
Yep. Just likes that tree there.
Didn't he?
He can move that back.
Does this one have a septic system off to the left, or was it tree only? Septic system.
I don't remember anything about septic.
No, I didn't.
Just tree only.
It's tree. You don't want to cut the tree down because
it was a tree difficulty.
Yeah, I'd be letting down nothing.
I got to start putting my trees back where I put my garage.
Yeah, I ain't got any problem with that. That's as easy as me.
Well, he also indicated, I'm looking at the draft minutes, which have not been finalized yet, but there was, I guess, a garage, but he could not connect. He could not attach his garage because of the interior layout of his dwelling.
So,
if I recall, there was just the way his house had laid out, it would have worked out. And there was also an existing porch on the rear of the dwelling. That's why he couldn't move it closer. And then there were some, some 40-foot-high trees along the property line that also created some challenges.
They were on the other side, right? Lot 77.
I don't recall where those were.
I think he said there was just one tree there or some tree that was bothering him. To move it left.
To move it
5 feet.
A little X right there.
Yeah.
It's a tree
right
up
there, right?
That's what I thought.
So he could move it 5 feet over because of the tree.
Okay, John, make the motion.
I make a motion that we decide, that we deny case number 11,107, because I believe the applicant is creating his own practical difficulty by not cutting down the tree. It's there, it's nice to have the tree there, but if he wants the garage, he can't have both. That's mine.
Did I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,107. All those in favor of that motion, Mr. Mills.
Nay.
Mr. Hudson.
Nay.
Mr. Workman.
He's confused.
Okay.
Aye for the reason.
Aye, yeah.
Aye. I got the aye.
Okay. Mr. Rickards.
I made the motion.
You made the motion.
I made the motion.
Aye.
Okay.
Mm. All seriousness, Mr. Calloway, aye. So by a vote of 3-2, case number 11,107 is denied.
Gentlemen, I'm sure we sound on the tape a little whatever.
I hope.
But I recall a week ago feeling probably about the same way at the same hour. And I was chairing the meeting. And at that point, I had two thoughts. The first thought was, it's late, we've still got six or seven cases. Is it fair to the applicants beyond that we continue? You know, I mean, we all get up early. It was late. And, you know, at that point, I could have, you know, asked that we continue the meeting at a later date. And then I thought, well, it's not really fair to those people that have been sitting there waiting all that time. But the question is, did we give them a fair shake in the process? I don't know. You know, I like to think we always do, but, you know, when you get to midnight and 1 o'clock in the morning, I think you have to draw a line.
Mr. Mills, I've actually had a similar thought this week. Not that the board is not necessarily giving their fair shot, but we may not be as crisp, and by we, I include myself in that, in maybe the questions that are asked, or in some cases, there's a lot being thrown at us.
Yep.
I thought you all did a remarkable job last week in a pretty tough circumstance. We were without our chairman, but we also had, and we had a lot on the agenda. But one of the issues that I intend to discuss with Ms. Isaacs and with Mr. Lang is how we can hopefully alleviate some of that, because I do feel that I want to make sure that everybody is given a fair shake. And, you know, the applicants are here a long time. I think that if they're here, they've made time out of their day to be here, and I think they should be given an opportunity to be heard. It is a bit challenging when we have these late nights, and some of them are unavoidable. But I also know that there has been direction to try to have it so these variance requests aren't, you know, that we're hearing them shortly after they're being applied for. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense. If you're trying to build a house or whatnot, you want to try to get a decision as soon as possible. And then, of course, there's the appeal period after the decision is rendered. So I have a list of items that I plan on discussing with the Planning and Zoning Office, including Ms. Isaacs and Mr. Lang. And that is one of the ideas. How can we address that going forward so that we are being fair to all those coming before us while also, you know, doing the best that we can? And so it's something that I have thought about quite a bit myself, and it's something that I hope to address in one way or another.
we, you know, in the past, for the purposes of expedience, you know, we've added extra meetings, and I know they can't call them all, knowing, you know, when attorneys are and so forth, prior to the meeting. You know, if you look at, if with 15 cases, each one is given 10 minutes, which isn't a lot of time, but tends to be an average for anyone that isn't represented by legal counsel, you're looking at a 2.5 hour meeting right there. Typically, we see attorneys, understandably, taking a half an hour apiece, and if you've got opposition, there's an opposing attorney, there's another half. That case alone is an hour. So I know they can't always know when attorneys are going to represent their clients, but you know, maybe they just need to look at, you know, 15 cases, especially, you know, one of the things that have changed is the accountability that that has been put on us to address the standards more thoroughly, and that takes, you know, that takes more time than we used to take, more consideration. So, you know, in a time where it used to be we could handle 15 cases, now giving more consideration to each case, 15 cases just seems like an awful lot.
I had the same thought. And one of the thoughts that I had in when I meet with Ms. Isaacs and Mr. Lank is, how can we structure them maybe where we have fewer on the docket, so to speak? Because, like as we had last week, it really only takes one case that's got a lot of opposition to really make it a long night, and a long night for everybody. So I plan on looking into that, because
you got people coming from Virginia or Wilmington,
sure,
or wherever.
We have people tonight from Bethesda. We have people tonight from Pennsylvania.
They'd be upset if we pushed them off. And but what you know, you got to argue what's fair and what isn't. That we continue on, and then, you know, like, we're not crisp, and they might lose out either way.
You know, the advertising is also something that has to be considered. And
yeah, there's an expense that you're incurring here by more, how should I say, more meetings or more, you know, there's an expense.
Well, if we get to a point that it's, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock, and we've still got 7-8 hearings.
Oh, I agree.
And we make the decision that, hey, you know, we can't continue on here because we're not going to, you know, it's just not working for us. They're going to have to re-advertise it anyway. But then you've got the discourtesy to the people that have been sitting there since 10:30, 11 o'clock.
I don't think that's right then.
I don't either. No. But what, you know, if
that's right, they say
if something out. Can't be done internally, what choices do we have? Do we continue on? And, you know, and those, I mean, it's not, we're not talking about a lot of incidents, but I just think it could have been foreseen that, you know, that meeting the other night was going to run.
But like tonight, the lawyers, they were sharp tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we also, I don't think, had a single one where there was significant opposition to
right.
them. I mean, really,
that's it. You never know who's going to be out there.
Yeah.
That's the one that usually triggers it.
Well, I noticed the chairman now, based on some of your suggestions to get a spokesman, that we've cut that down a little bit, but they're still coming up, you know, if there's a group of them. The chairman asked them.
I mean, if we limited it to 10 minutes to the applicant, 10 minutes to the opposition, now you're looking at a 5-hour meeting.
Right. That's right. That's there.
If you limit it to, you know, 20 minutes to an attorney, you could be, you know, and there's 6 attorneys, which isn't uncommon, you know, do the math.
He's averaging 17 and a half minutes on a case when I was listening to him. And they were just like on your lake, was like last week. He's going 18, 19 minutes. Right. Even 20 minutes a case on 20 cases alone.
That's what I'm saying. Now you're looking at 5 hours.
They ran, I wrote them down. I think it was like 7, 8, 9. It was like almost like 13, 14 minutes. And then you bumped up. One was 28 minutes. Then you had one with Fiquet. And the other lady, you got down there on the lots, the 3 lots. And she Jeez, that case there. That was a good back and forth, but that was almost an hour and 40 minutes, 45 minutes, just that one case you're talking about.
Well, if I could just say this, I plan on discussing that along with some other issues with the Planning and Zoning Office. I'm sure that, Todd Lawson will probably want to be involved in some of that discussion. And I plan on bringing that up, and as soon as I hear one way or another, I'll let the board know. I think that these concerns are valid concerns. They're ones that I had. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can figure out something that's fair to you all as well as also fair to the constituents and the applicants.
Like you were saying, as far as, getting the cases done, as soon as they fall, we addressed this back two councils ago, and they had put in, if you were a little late on it, that they had given in. They'd gone to Mr. Dukes at the council, and they'd get authorized 6 extra meetings. They never want us to be over 6 weeks out, to count the previous ones. So, and the girls were, they were good, and there was, Jenny seems like on the front desk that time, there's two or some different ones, and they'd get so many cases, the girls automatically knew to cut them off. It's like 12 cases. Well, we've had 15, 8, some nights we were 20. So then they cut them back to 15, and then they said, we'll cut them back to 12. Well, then, of course, when things hit, they didn't, but they had authorized, but never go 6 weeks out. Just bunch them up as much as you can, and we was authorized. We didn't use it or abuse it. We might have 1 or 2 extra meetings. I can't remember the last time that we had there, but that had been done, and that was, I don't know if it's ever changed and been brought up because we never had to use it, but there was a mechanism put into effect because we used to, and that's when Bud was secretary. He come to us one year and says, hey, guys, can we clean up this year? We was going in like 20, 30 cases every one December. Am I not right, Bud?
Oh, yeah.
That's when I went to Mr. Dukes. I went to the council, went to Lawrence and them, and then I come to the council and explained it to them. Right on public record, you could look. They said, we do not want to be over 6 weeks out. We'll work with the girls. We'll do what we need to do. You get with Mr. Rickards. He got Mr. Langs. Who was the lady back at that time from Greenwood that retired?
There was one summer.
Joyce and Jenny. Joyce sat there and Jenny was there. I know because they both are good, and I'm telling it like it is on record. So that's how they did it, though. James, just to give you an idea of what had been done, but we've never
we're
used
it. We're doing the thing of everything that John said is so true. What we're doing is we're approaching the standards the way we should do, the way we have to do. I mean, I should say the way we have to do. So what does that do? The end result of that is Mr. Callaway doesn't agree with Bud. So we discussed that. We got a little more discussions going. We got a little more back and forth.
I think that's a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
What has done that is that we're practicing the law that says that we have to get them to adhere to the standards.
We're being accountable for what. Yeah.
So what now us. that all of a sudden build something under all of us, and we say, okay, John said this, I don't agree with John, so we discuss that, and you discuss it. And just tonight, I was listening to Mr. Workman talk about a case.
And he doesn't want to agree with anybody.
No.
No, but he was asking the right questions, you know what I mean, before I could even get into it.
And well, it was like Mr. Sharp and I, he brought me back in. I was in one thing, but I was trying to relate them both together because that's,
all this is time
on the shed and stuff, but that was a good dialogue. Nothing wrong with that. That's good.
I think it's a good thing to have these kind of discussions on the record. I really do now. Mr. Mill said, it's one of the reasons the meetings are going a little longer. Right. I think we've tightened up a lot of procedural type things. If you listen to some of the meetings and review some of the records from a year ago versus today, I think there's been a change. There's also been a different case that came out too. So,
and that won't keep me, how can we tool this to work for everybody?
And like I said, after the new year, I do plan on meeting with the staff, and I there's some other issues that I've seen that I want to go over with them as well.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can present something to the board after the new year, with maybe some housekeeping items that we could put on the agenda.
Some issues he wants to talk over them? I'm only here a year.
Are we done?
Yep.
Are we done?
There is a last meeting we did. There was a brief discussion about a letter received from Elva Allen.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's the way I have looked at it, I've since reviewed it, there's, I don't think anything that this board can do. There's nothing that you have a power to do. So our office will be dealing with Todd Lawson about how to handle that letter.
I was going to ask you that.
So just, I'm noting that simply because it was mentioned at the last meeting, and you know, we'll be addressing it from that standpoint. I have nothing further to add on.
I was offended in that it, she, you know.
I was too.
You know, her, I don't know, and I don't remember the exact words, but, you know, snide remark, snickering type of thing. I've never noticed to do that, and it was very frustrating to me to read such accusations.
Did you listen to that tape?
I listened to it. I listened to the tape for both hearings last night.
So did I.
No, I mean that tape we're talking about with that woman.
Yes, both of them last night.
Okay, was a snickering and stuff going on in that?
It's not.
I did not hear that.
No, I did not. I heard you speaking. I heard you speaking. I heard no one else speaking on that. Just or maybe John a couple.
I mean, if I would encourage you all to go back and listen to the tapes, just to. See if what your thoughts are on
subject
it.
Subject of smug action, snide remarks, snarky
very
attitudes,
erroneous.
Comments.
Very
but it is the gist of it is it's nothing that I think this board has the authority to address. So we're working with county officials, and we'll be.
I think you might want to look into that. That I read it maybe two or three times because I was very irritated. I think the issue that she was bringing up was the visual, our conduct as far as visual.
Well, we get a little, you know,
but
we cut
when,
up
I don't know, I,
and whatnot, but it's not directed towards any
oh, well,
person or case.
People we
no.
do it once in a while.
No, we don't.
No, we keep it light.
I think everybody gets treated, but we're very, very professional. I've never known anybody to get snickered at or done.
I've been here 21 years, and
I've never laughed at anybody. Well, I'm hoping for German.
I got a whole paragraph.
Second?
I must have been
I for one am offended.
All in favor?
By that letter.
Yeah, I did, too. I'm glad that you did it, Jim.
I for one am offended by the letter.
Oh,
are
we adjourned, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, we were.
Oh.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, I had a second.
I'm never voting on it.
Why don't I just...